Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, let's look at the grain markets first here today. This soy complex strong once again. The wheat market, though, pulling back a bit here as we've gone through the session. And corn seemingly kind of caught in the middle. It just doesn't know what way to go, follow soybeans or follow the wheat market lower. What's your assessment of the grain trade here today?
Well, the soybean market is really the poster child for the weather market, adding some risk premium back in as the forecast continue to trend hotter and drier as we go into the month of August next week. That should be supportive of corn as well, and it is. But the trade also has some sense that corn is made once we get past July. I think they're oversimplifying that, but that nonetheless, that's kind of thinking and the weakness and wheat's weighing on it there as well. We also seeing some tighter soy meal supplies with Argentine crushers really struggling to be able to originate any soybeans to crush from the farmers there, considering the state of their economy. Farmers are hanging on to soybeans like cash. Why sell your soybeans and put money in the bank that's going to lose value when they can hang on to the soybeans that are doing a better job than the cash at holding on to their value? And so they're lacking the ability to crush soybeans in order to export meal and oil, and that sends more business our way. So kind of two factors there helping support soybeans along with the improved charts dynamics.
I know as well, the Fed meeting here today, we are looking at the Fed, that 75 basis point rate hike expected. And as we talk here ahead of those numbers, it feels like the stock market energies are all fairly quiet ahead of the numbers, and wondering what we could see there today and if it has any impact on commodities as a whole here, Arlen.
Yeah, and that's a big factor as we go into this afternoon's monetary policy statement and then the press conference that follows with Fed Chair Jerome Powell, because basically the market has priced in expectations of a 75 basis point rate hike, which they think will be the biggest that we'll see. And then we may start turning the corner in September, maybe 50 basis point, maybe 75, but certainly smaller after that. That's the expectation of the market. They've also priced in expectations of recession. We may or may not get that confirmed when GDP data for the second quarter comes out tomorrow morning. But all that's been priced in. So right now the market's looking, will the Fed give them anything that's a surprise? Will there be anything in their statements or comments that suggests that they may get more aggressive than what the market has priced in, or that recession risks may be greater than what they factored, or the opposite? And so if there's no surprises in that, I think that leaves the commodities really able to trade the supply and demand fundamentals. If there's surprises, then we could see money flow off of Wall Street really change the commodities for a few days or whatever, depending on the type of news, and kind of look appear to be trading illogically once again.
And also in the livestock trade, Arlen, I made this comment before we went on the air. This hog market just feels like a freight train that I definitely don't want to get in front of right now. Talk about what you're seeing in this hog market today and also cattle as well.
Yeah, as we look at this protein complex, pretty good support overall. Even with the higher feed prices, we're seeing some strength in the feeder cattle market. But when look at the hog market, you're exactly right. Seeing some of the highest prices for the lead contract that we've seen in over a year since the second quarter of 2021. Part of that is because we've had a shortage of hogs, a shortage of pork. That's been partially because of the heat that's been hurting performance of the hogs, lighter carcass weights, but also we've been seeing fewer hogs than what USDA said. We still have some disease issues that are affecting piglets that we're able to feed out, the piglet numbers, I should say. And so we're, even with the poor exports that we've seen this year, we've got a tight supply. And so our product market has really been on fire and really providing support for this market overall. And as a result, it continues to support higher prices. There's an anticipation that we're going to seasonally see hog numbers start to increase as we go forward from this point, as well as carcass weights as well. But thus far, we have not seen them turn that corner yet.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, for our Market Talk Midday Commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. Also, we'll have a conversation with North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer, talking about an issue that's being raised about the purchase of land by a Chinese corporation near the Grand Forks Air Force Base and how it speaks to a larger issue for an investment in agricultural land here in the United States. And Senator Cramer has raised some concerns about all of this. We're going to talk to him about it and more coming up here on Market Talk this afternoon. That's going to do it for our Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.